Kathleen, when you think about skincare, we often just think about the skin on our face, right?
Yeah, but we have skin all over our bodies.
Hopefully. So especially in the summertime when that skin is going to be showing, you want to make sure you're taking such good care of it. And that's why Kathleen and I are thrilled to be partnering with Osea.
My skin is as dry as the Sahara Desert. And if you've never covered your whole body in body oil and then slowly rubbed it in like a good Saturday night, then you are missing out on so much in life.
Osea has amazing skincare products, but our favorite is their Undurea Algae Body Oil. It instantly moisturizes and replenishes your dry skin. Summertime, you can put it on like your shoulders and your knees and your elbows, just give it that little extra moisture. By the way, it looks amazing on tattoos. It makes the color of your tattoo really pop.
And Osea is not a new brand. They've been experts in skincare since 1996. And as always, Bethany and I love supporting companies that are vegan and cruelty-free. All their ingredients are responsibly sourced, plant-derived, and it's good for your skin and the planet.
And it's a female-founded company. It's family-operated by a mother and daughter team.
Hey, Bethany, do you think I could come over and you could rub the oil on me and then I could rub the oil on you and we could just, you know, double-team this thing?
I love that you act like we don't already do that. So you can try Osea risk-free for 30 days and get free shipping on orders over $50. They even send free samples with every order.
And get 10% off of your first order with our promo code TASTE at OseaMalibu.com.
That's 10% off with the code TASTE at OseaMalibu, OseaMalibu.com.
Record video on 3, 1, 2, 3. Oh, wait, no, stop your video.
Huh?
Sorry, I took a photo of myself by accident.
Does it look good?
No. Because it's me going, oh.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. La, la. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson, your strange 72-hour illness having, shopping for exciting, breathable fabrics. I sold a ring on Poshmark for $2 whole, friend.
And I'm Kathleen Haney, your co-ed baby shower attending, watermelon buying. My window bird feeder is my new favorite item, friend.
Nailed it. And every week, Kathleen and I get together to discuss our lives and what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. Kathleen, what are you talking about this week?
I'm talking about 10 insanely cheap things that make me insanely happy.
Okay. So it's a listicle topic today.
Yes, indeed. And what about you, Bethany?
I am talking about those clickbait holes that you sometimes fall down. This weird trick can help you lose 25,000 pounds.
Yes.
Or you'll never guess what so-and-so looks like today. I went down a couple of those rabbit holes for you. I'm going to tell you what you will discover so you don't have to do it yourself. And I learned some things I didn't want to know about American Idol's Randy Jackson.
I fell into one of those this weekend. 10 celebrities that have never colored their hair.
Ooh, who among them?
Well, I was curious as to if Julianne Moore was a natural redhead.
Sure.
She's in this new show on Apple TV, a Stephen King novel.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of it. She was being interviewed and I was like, wow, her hair is really red. I wonder if that's her natural color. And sure enough, it is.
I bet she tones it.
She does now.
I bet she adds a glaze. Yeah.
Well, now that she's like has some grays, she does color it now. But before she didn't. And also, her husband is 10 years younger than she is.
Wow. You know what?
Yeah.
Age. You know what? Age. You can take that to the bank.
Good for her.
So I wanted... Wait, what was I going to... Wait, I had a thing I wanted to talk to you. Oh, Kathleen.
Yeah.
I had the most frustrating thing happen this weekend. You know, you talk to people who go to doctors and the doctors actively don't listen to them. And
yes.
They get really... You know, you hear all these stories about like the doctor didn't listen to me.
Yeah.
I've been lucky enough to not really have that happen a ton.
Yeah.
Except this weekend is the first time I saw a doctor stop listening to what I was saying. It was crazy. So I like had just some bizarre non-COVID flu-like thing that's been going around. It was just like a 3-day thing. And on day two, I was worried enough about it that I did the like video chat with a nurse practitioner option that's on my health plan.
Yeah, which is wonderful because I hate leaving my house.
Same, especially like I couldn't walk. I was so weak and the muscle aches were so bad I couldn't walk at all. Yeah. I couldn't have gone to like a minute clinic or whatever.
Poor thing.
So I was talking to this woman and she asked me what my symptoms were. And I said, you know, day one, muscle pain, a lot of joint pain, fatigue, weakness. And now it's like a lightheadedness and just a general lightheaded weakness, whatever.
Yeah.
She locked on to the lightheaded and the dizziness part of it. And she was like, you need to get neurological tests. You probably have vertigo.
What? Get out of here.
And I was like, well, I think the spinning is just coming from like the general weakness and my general fatigue. And she said, fatigue and weakness are two different things. Weakness is not being able to use your muscles. Fatigue is just not wanting to use your muscles. Huh. And I'm like, are you accusing me of being too lazy to stand up? Is that what's going on? So I said, no, like I'm very tired. And also it's difficult for me to lift this water bottle.
Yeah.
Like my muscles are weak. And she said, well, you might want to get some neurological tests for vertigo because a lot of times your sinus issues and your congestion can cause vertigo. And I said, I didn't report any sinus issues or congestion at all. And she was like, well, yeah, but you should still get tested for it. And I said,
wow,
will the vertigo, does that account for the muscle pain and those different symptoms? And she said, no.
Wow.
But still, I think that's what you're dealing with. And I was like, oh my God. She just like glommed onto this idea of vertigo. Like it was the one thing left on her bingo card to diagnose that day.
That's egregious.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I was like, I didn't even know what to do. If I didn't have a brain in my head and I just trusted all doctors and all medical professionals, I would have left that call in a panic about my brain.
I don't like reporting people when they do a bad job at something because I never want to be responsible.
I love it.
Like someone not being able to put food on the table, but that is egregious. And if I were you, I might write a letter or something.
Yeah, I couldn't find within the app like the history of the call because I really did want to leave a review and say, this isn't great.
Okay.
This isn't great.
Speaking of medical professionals, we had a taste bud who left us a voicemail who went to the doctor for some reason and was filling out that sheet as you do every time you go to the doctor. And it's like, I'm a patient here for 5 years. Why do I need to keep filling this out?
I know. Did you lose my records? Just admit, did you lose my records?
I know. Anyway, she said for the first time ever, she's filling this out and they asked for pronouns at the top of the page for her medical doctor. Isn't that insane?
That's wonderful.
Insanely wonderful.
That's wonderful. Thank goodness. Yeah, people are starting to come around to that, which is great. And I do have to say, shout out to, by the way, Taste Bud Lauren. I posted on Instagram the symptoms. I was like, does anyone know what this is? And I got a lot of people telling me that I was pregnant and a lot of people telling me I had COVID. But Lauren is a medical professional and she was like, I've seen a lot of this going around.
Yeah.
You know, it's lots of fluids and see how you feel in like 24 hours, but don't panic. And Lauren is kind of the reason I stayed sane.
Well, I'm glad that you got to stay in this weekend because it was hot as balls here in New York and New Jersey.
It was crazy.
Oh, so I went to our editor, Charlotte. She's having a baby.
She is.
I went to her very awesome and cool co-ed baby shower in Brooklyn and I sweat right through the dress that I wore, like under my boobs, in my pits. And I think I even stood up and there was like a crotch sweat stain.
Oh, was it an exterior baby shower?
It was the coolest baby shower that I've ever been to. It was outside in the courtyard of a beer garden.
Oh, cool.
And there was no like pink and blue cupcakes and like good cutesy little games. It was the chillest baby shower I've ever been to. And if I ever have a baby shower, I want one exactly like that.
Well, I was bummed I could not attend. And congratulations, Charlotte. She's due soon.
She's due the end of July.
Amazing.
Baby's going to be here.
Amazing. So there were no games. There was, you didn't have to like put toilet paper around mommy's belly to see how many, guess how many squares.
Nope.
Oh. What a relief. Those games make me unhappy.
The only baby-related thing was that her mom came around giving out party favors, which were like little baby foot-shaped keychains. And I was like, yes, I need a new keychain anyway.
That'll do. What's the most insane baby shower game you've ever had to play?
Oh.
Does one pop to mind?
Yeah, when they put the candy bars in the diapers and you have to sniff it and guess which candy bar it is. Like, it looks like poopy.
Yeah, that one's tough.
I mean, just I don't attend baby showers for the most part.
I tend to also not attend baby showers.
Just don't go.
Yeah, I struggle with them. I think I told this story before, but the most fun baby shower I ever went to was when I worked at a bank. And it was for a woman who I worked with. So I knew her very well. So I knew that she was going to like be cool. Her baby shower was going to be fun. Yeah. And they did play those games. But one of the games they played was you got a sheet of paper with every letter of the alphabet. Yeah. And then a line next to it. And you had to list everything you could think of that had to do with babies from each letter.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? So you'd be like,
gracious.
A is for like ass, comma, gotta wipe it. B is for like bottle. C is for like, you know, coughing. Yeah. D is for like, damn, that baby's coughing. So the issue was that everybody at this party, English was not their first language.
Ooh.
And for many people, English was very limited for them. But they were playing the game in English. And so I was like, Should I not play this game? Because I have like a gross disadvantage. And they were like, no, play. You should definitely play this game. So I came in first and they were all so nice. I was like, I shouldn't win. You like, this was unfair. And they were like, no. And they gave me like this awesome prize and they were all so congratulatory. I was like, this isn't fair. Like if I moved to a different country where English was not the language and I held a baby shower and I held that game, you can bet I would not be playing the game in the language of the country.
No.
I gave them major points because that was hard.
You're like the sixth grader who was held back and then wins every contest because you've already done the material before.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like everyone's tutor.
Yeah.
I still have the bag I got at that party.
When I got kicked out of Honors English for plagiarizing, and then I went to regular college prep English and knew all the material because I had already done it.
When I was in high school, we had a Spanish teacher who we were convinced that he was only one lesson ahead of us in Spanish. Because because if we asked really specific hard questions, he definitely didn't know the answer to them. We were like, oh, you just finished the next lesson and that's it.
Oh my goodness. You know, I bet there are so many teachers who, because they get thrown into a subject that maybe they shouldn't be teaching and the school is desperate, that's their game. They're just one lesson ahead of the kids.
Look, I don't care. You only have to be one better than me in order to like get me ahead. That's all that matters.
Last podcast, we didn't mention, but because we were like, it was a series of calamities trying to get last week's podcast up. But happy Pride Month, everybody that's listening
Yay!
To this podcast.
Yes.
And we have a Pride shirt available on sale. Some of you have already discovered it in our shop, but it's our You Belong design just on a really cool muscle tank that's tie-dyed rainbow.
Yeah, it's really pretty. I like it an awful lot. A portion of the proceeds are going to the Trevor Project.
Yes.
So we are very proud of it. You can pre-order it now. I think it will ship the third week of June. Mm-hmm. And definitely take a look. But, you know, we love you.
I saw this really funny tweet that's like, I don't know how to celebrate Pride Month this year, so I'm just going to call my parents up and remind them that I'm gay.
You know what? That's the way to do it.
New apartment, new Athena Club razor kit. That's what they always say.
That's what grandma always said.
I just ordered my brand new Athena Club razor kit for my new apartment because I just wanted a fresh start. And so I shaved my legs for the first time in a whole week with my razor and my Cloud Foam shaving cream. And oh my God, did it take me to heaven? It did.
Athena's Club razor has thousands of five-star reviews and it's designed with built-in skin guards and an innovative handle to help prevent razor burn while being gentle on your curves. But the reason Kathleen and I both love it so much is that the razor blade is surrounded by water-activated serum. It has shea butter and hyaluronic acid. It makes your skin so, so smooth.
Oh, and it comes with that great little magnet so you don't have to rest your razor on any wet surfaces. You just get to stick it on the wall of your shower. It holds your razor up. It lets it air dry. That's my favorite part, I think.
And it's not expensive. The razor kit is only $9, and it comes with your choice of handle color, an extra blade head, and a magnetic cook. That's the hook Kathleen's talking about. I would spend so much more on this in the store, but it's only $9.
So show your skin you care with Athena Club Razor Kit. Sign up today and you'll get 20% off of your first order. Just go to athenaclub.com and use the promo code TASTE.
That's athenaclub.com with promo code TASTE for 20% off.
Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
I'm here today to talk about the small pleasures in life.
Those are the important ones, I've heard.
So specifically, 10 cheap things that make me insanely happy.
Yay! Cheap is good. Happy is good. 10 is a good number.
Yeah.
We're starting out already really well.
Good whole number. But I am distracted right now because of the building across the way from me. I am looking at a cat that is absolutely living its best life in the sun right now, and I can't stop staring.
Is it a big cat? Tell me everything about the cat. Big cat, small cat,
it's a
round cat.
Big cat that's stretched out, and it's orange and white, and it just chin just went up to let some sun hit it underneath the neck. And that's how I feel when I'm at the beach and I turn my legs sort of like pigeon-toed out so I can tan the inside of my thighs.
I know, try to like make everything look okay.
Yes. Okay. So my list, number one, watermelon.
In season, delicious.
It is my favorite thing about summer. And there's just something so soothing about putting a whole watermelon on your counter and methodically cutting it up into cubes, finding a container that fits all of these cubes and putting it in the fridge and just having it there at your every whim.
How does one find the proper watermelon? Is there a thumping test?
That is a good question. The sweetest watermelons are going to be the ones that have like, that don't look perfect. They have like a rough section where one side of it is yellow.
Oh, okay. Why do you know why that is?
Because that was the part that was flat on the ground, which means the rest of the watermelon got a lot of sun.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just think about it. You open up your fridge, there's a container right in front of you. You're hankering for something a little sweet. You open up that container and you pop in a cube of ice cold, very sweet watermelon, and your mouth crunches down and the juices run down your throat. That's happiness.
I thought you were going to say the juices run down your face, and I was going to be like, we need to work on eating. No, but I'm with you, man. Watermelon's delicious.
So good.
It was an acquired taste for me. I used to not like it.
Come again?
Yeah, I used to have a thing about watermelons. I just thought that they weren't worth their weight in water. But I do love them now. They're amazing. They're delicious. If you get the good ones, they taste just like candy, but without the candy wrapper.
Yeah. I never trust the watermelon that's pre-cut in bodegas and in the grocery store.
Yeah.
It's never good. Pre-cut fruit is never good. And it's more expensive. Why do people buy it?
I buy it.
Why?
Because I am learning that because food is such a struggle for me, sometimes I won't eat something if it's too much work. Like it's a huge block. My nutritionist and I are actually really working hard on it right now.
Really?
It's a huge block. If I have to cut something up, I sometimes won't eat it because it feels so overwhelming because food is so loaded for me. Food is such a loaded topic.
Yeah.
That I need to be able to just like slip in and out with minimal impact.
Yeah.
So, but you're right. I've bought like pre-cubed or pre-sliced watermelon and a lot of times it isn't like sour. It's gone bad.
Because you don't get that center part, you know, the center.
Oh. All right. I will go out and buy some watermelon today.
Okay. Thank you.
And I will cut it up myself.
Okay. Good.
Champ.
It'll make you happier.
Yeah. Because I'm a winner.
Okay. Number two, at-home beauty remedies.
What have you been doing, Kathleen?
So I have, and it's whether they work or not, it's just when I do an at-home beauty remedy, I feel crafty, B, I feel smart, C, I feel like I'm doing something very natural, like I'm a chemist of nature.
Oh, yeah.
On my knees, I have like very thick, dark skin on my knees right now, like really dry skin, because I guess like just with moving and like fixing things around the apartment, I've spent a lot of time on my knees.
Sure. Yeah. It's bound to happen.
And so I guess I was like ignoring my skin moisture needs.
Because we're all thinking so hard about our knee moisture all the time.
Exactly. I mean, it's summertime, so I have to wear midi dresses until I get this cleared up because it is really quite unattractive looking.
Look, honey, I promise you, if people are noticing your knees, there's something wrong with your outfit. Okay?
Bethany, that's the greatest line that anyone's ever said.
You have impeccable style.
Thank you.
So they're not looking at your knees.
Okay. So I made a paste with baking soda and lemon juice last night, and it like maybe worked a little bit.
Sure.
But today I'm going to soak cotton balls in apple cider vinegar, and then I'm going to put them on my knees, and then I'm going to take saran wrap to really lock in that acid onto my knees, and then I might sleep with it or like sit with it for a while.
Okay. I wouldn't sleep with it.
Why not?
I feel like I don't know what apple cider vinegar directly on the skin for like 8 hours is going to do.
It like the acids eat away at the skin you don't want anymore.
Right. But for 8 hours, is that a thing you want?
Bethany.
What?
I don't sleep for 8 hours. Okay.
Sorry. I forgot you take 45 minute naps and call it a sleep.
I do. But I know. Have you ever struggled with like on your elbows or your knees, like this dark, thick, dry skin?
Yeah. I've never sought to do anything about it. But maybe now I will. But I bet my neighbors and friends are going to thank you because they've all probably started a Reddit board about just the grossness of my elbows and knees.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of like taking whatever old coffee grounds you can't use anymore, putting them in coconut oil or olive oil or something, or just sugar, and just rubbing it all over my skin. Not my face, obviously, but like my skin, stuff that can handle the more rough scrubs.
Yeah.
And then rinsing it off. That's the extent to what I do.
That's a great idea.
It feels good.
I saw someone on Pinterest cut a lemon in half, dip it in sugar, and then rub that into your knee.
Yeah, just never do it on your face.
No.
Especially like thick scrubs or lemon. Like lemon that's not cut by other things. Oof. Don't put it on your skin, on your face.
I still use that apricot scrub on my face. And I know you're not supposed to.
Just be real gentle. Be so gentle.
It makes me feel so clean.
I know. Do you scrub it hard?
Do sometimes. I forget.
Yeah, don't. Don't do it. Okay. Don't do it hard.
Okay. Number three.
Okay. Use that on your knees.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Number three, getting stuff really clean. Bethany, you're laughing.
Like a daily shower?
No, like there's been stain in your rug for a long time.
Oh.
Or specifically this weekend, I was cleaning all of my white sneakers with borax, getting those real clean.
Nice. Nice.
I've been seeing people on TikTok washing their sheets so they're clean, or sheets or t-shirts, white towels, basically anything, then filling the bathtub up with water and putting in their clean sheets and then filling the bathtub with borax, mixing it all around, and then the dirt that the washing machine didn't get rises to the surface of the bathtub, and it is so satisfying.
What's in borax that it's doing all of this?
It's like, you know the Comet, it's like that powder cleaner.
Yeah.
Borax is like a more universal, milder form of Comet. It's a powdered detergent.
I wonder what it is that's getting all that dirt out.
I don't, Bethany, my sneakers were so clean when I cleaned them with the borax paste and let them sit. Oh my God.
Oh, I bet that was amazing.
Yeah.
Part of me is wondering, back to the sheets thing. Do you think it's that the sheets are getting cleaner, or do you think it's that there was dirt in the tub?
No.
And the dirt is coming.
I've seen it. It's a clean tub and they put the sheets in and dirt still comes out. It's insanity.
That's crazy.
And
okay.
I'm going to try that.
I have some borax experiments to do. Again, maybe scrub borax on your knees and elbows.
You and Dennis should come over and bring your whites because I've been offering.
We're going to have a fun Victorian party where we whiten our whites.
It's so satisfying when you get a stain out. I've been texting my friends, bring your sneakers over to my place. I'm cleaning them in the tub.
That's a great. Do you remember when I was walking down the street in my white sneakers and a girl with her boyfriend walked by and she looked at my outfit? She goes, clean your sneakers.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's like, what a bitch. And also she was right. They were really dirty.
Oh my God. I have some explicatives.
Expletives.
I have some bad words for that woman. Okay. I have been very judgmental of Neil up until this point. My next item on my list is listening to music.
Okay.
And so previously, Neil is into these like Sonos speakers.
Uh-huh.
But our last apartment was so small, I didn't really see the use for having like a Sonos speaker in every room.
Mm-hmm.
But now that our apartment's a little bit bigger, he's got these Sonos speakers. So if I'm in his office, like I was in his office finishing painting the walls this weekend, and we were listening to NPR in there. And then I went into the kitchen to eat some watermelon, and there's a speaker there where I can hear it. And then I went into our bedroom to do something, and there's a speaker there where I can hear it. And Bethany, it is magical.
Whoa.
And so music is next on my list. We're also listening to Sirius Radio 90s on 9 because I got a free subscription when I RSVP'd to my friend's engagement party. And
what?
It's, you know, one of those Evites, and then they already have your email. So they're like, do you want 3 free months of Sirius for RSVPing to your friend's party?
I don't understand anything anymore. Continue.
And so 90s on 9 and just being able to like sing in Neil's office with him to like Blues Travelers and then, you know, go into the kitchen and then go into the bedroom and I can hear it the whole time. Music.
That's one of those things that I feel like so many people have already figured out, but you and I are like, whoa, what is this brave new world? like when I realized mops that you can push down so it squeegees itself out that everyone's had forever, but I've been like ye old Victorian mum with a just a regular mop that you have to wring out yourself. Like just these simple things people have already figured out. That was amazing.
I know they're going to be taste buds that are listening to this and they're going to be like, yeah, Kathleen, that's called a home sound system.
Okay, but guess what? We're not rich, okay?
No.
So
no.
And we can't have our speakers coming out of our heated floors.
And when I had 800 square feet, my sound system was one room because I can hear I can hear it throughout the whole apartment.
My sound system is this UE boom that I carry from room to room with me in my pocket.
So I'm such a brat. I'm like, Neil, we need one in the bathroom now because if I take a bathroom break when we're listening to music, I need to be able to hear it.
Yeah, you don't want to miss the really, really fast part of Hook by Blues Traveler.
Bethany, Mr. Jones by The Counting Crows. It was Crows weekend. It was the Black Crow, Cheryl Crow, and The Counting Crows. And in the 90s, 9 at 9. Mr. Jones is named after somebody's dad. You know, they like,
I thought it was about weed.
No, it's Mr. Jones and me. It's about someone's dad. That's what Mark McGrath was saying because he's full of 90s music knowledge.
Yeah, he's got all the knowledge. I totally thought that it was about weed.
It's about someone.
What am I thinking of?
Someone's dad who liked to party. Mr. Jones really liked to party.
Oh.
Anyway, next.
Maybe I'm thinking of Last Dance with Mary Jane. Is that weed?
Yeah, Mary Jane is weed, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what that's about. Weed.
My next item is sandwich sauce.
Okay.
Sandwich sauce. Bethany, have you ever purchased from the supermarket like sauce that they specifically make for sandwiches and burgers?
Like ketchup?
No, Bethany. They make all sorts of sauces that it's called sandwich sauce. The one I've been really into lately is like this little oil and vinegar mix with all these seasonings. You get it at the deli counter. You put it on your sandwich. Bam, as Emeril, as the vintage saying that Emeril used to say. It makes your sandwich so much better. Sandwich sauce.
Sandwich sauce.
Yeah.
I've never tried a sandwich sauce. Does it come in many different flavors or is it just that one?
No. Trader Joe's has one now called like Magnificauce or something.
Ooh.
Sandwich sauce.
Well, that sounds Magnificauce.
Have you tried? I mean, the thought of a dry sandwich, I get angry.
Well, I feel like you already put various sauce, you know, like some people put mayo.
Yeah.
Some people put, so do you put like mayo and mustard and stuff on your sandwich and then also add the sauce or do you put your dry ingredients on and then you add a sauce?
Dry ingredients and the sandwich sauce.
And the sandwich sauce. What did you do before you learned about sandwich sauce? What would you put on your sandwich?
Vinegar or oil and vinegar.
Okay, so you've never been like a mustard or a mayo.
No, I mean, I like mayo, but I'm really more of like an oil, like I need that acid.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Sandwich sauce.
Next item on my list, peeing or pooping after holding it in for a very long time.
It's like a letter from home, as my dad used to say.
It feels so good and it's free.
It's free. It is free.
Unless you have to buy a bottle of water at the Starbucks to use the bathroom.
Have you ever been on a road trip and you didn't think you were going to make it? And then you finally get to the rest stop, you pee.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm sorry. Am I a supermodel thin now? Like you feel so empty and good.
I'm sorry.
Do I look amazing all of a sudden?
It's like your whole body has just emptied itself. Yes. And then you get really hungry. You're like, oh my God, I'm so hungry.
I know. It's a great feeling. What happened? Do these pants just fit perfectly now? My goodness.
And people think that you're like touching yourself in the stall because when it comes out, you're like,
oh God. And it's taking way too long. And you're concerned that people are timing you.
Yes, exactly. And you're like, oh my God, that was so good.
The woman in the next stall is like, I'll have what she's having.
Yeah, I'll have the pastrami sandwich. Okay, number 7 on my list. Whimsical home accessories.
Explain yourself.
We've talked about it before, but I have like this planter that was cheap. I got it from Target. It has a face on it, named it Terry. my infamous peacock painting.
Yes, know? Yes, yes. Okay, I was concerned you were talking about like live, laugh, love.
No,
you
know, oh, no.
On like a reclaimed ocean spray no. board.
Oh no. And I love how everyone is tagging us and the podcast in signs that they see in stores and in people's homes.
I know.
I almost bought a lampshade with eyelashes on it. That was on sale at Anthropology.
No wonder why it was for sale.
I have a pillow that's a picture of a giraffe wearing glasses.
Don't you have a pillow that says like fawk or something?
I do. A Taste Bud made it. It's like this really finely like knit pillow, like a little lumbar support pillow. Yeah. And then you have to look very closely, but there's like a little pattern that says fuck.
That's amazing. I do love that. I love a whimsical home accessory.
Yeah.
I currently have 2 different skulls in 2 different bird cages.
And you've got those little lamps that look like mice.
I do. Holding little light bulbs. They're great. I love a whimsical home accessory.
Number 8 on my list, hiking. Let me explain to you why. I'm craving hiking right now because I've just spent the last week and a half of my life moving, carrying very heavy boxes. Yeah. And I crave physical activity where I have nothing on my hands. There's no extra weight on my body. And so I'm craving hiking right now. Hiking is free. You do have to buy like hiking boots and I mean, regular sneakers work just fine.
Sure.
But just think about being in the nature, in the fresh air, and the only burn you feel in your legs is your own body weight taking you step by step.
Can I ask some follow-up questions?
As always.
Have you told someone ahead of time where you're going to be hiking?
Well, I usually take a buddy because I don't like to hike alone most of the time. Yeah.
But have you like told someone else ahead of time where you're going to be hiking?
No. Why?
So if something happens, like let's say something happens, no one knows where you are.
Okay. So I see what you mean. No, I have my hiking app where I can like check off. I pay for it yearly, $30.
Great.
Called All Trails. I check off the trails that I do. Mm-hmm. And then I usually text my mom as to what trail that I'm doing.
Great. Then I say, go for it.
Yeah.
I'll see you. Yeah. I'll meet you on the other side with a cup of coffee.
Totally free.
Totally
makes
free.
Makes me insanely happy.
Yep. It's good for you. Vitamin D is good for your brain health, you know, and being in nature, good for your lungs. Lots of animals you can say hi to. I watched Grizzly Man over the weekend. Don't pet the bears.
No, don't touch bears.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Did you see that viral video of that bear that came into that woman's backyard over like her cement fence? And her dogs were running around and freaking out. And she walks up to that bear and she literally pushes it off
the
fence.
Help the bear!
And she, I'm like, lady, are you crazy? But also, that was amazing.
You could tell she wouldn't think about it. She just pushed the bear.
To save her dogs.
I would do the same thing. Gotta save those dogs. Help the bear!
When I was younger, in my childhood home, there was a lot of people over. My dad was like, I don't know. He was running a campaign. He was running for like town councilman or whatever.
Of course he was.
And somebody from his campaign put pizza boxes into the fireplace to like burn up the cardboard instead of just putting it in recycling.
Sure.
But they didn't cut them up or fold them up. So they put them in the fireplace and then the pizza boxes are like half sticking out of the fireplace. So the mantle catches on fire and I just ran out of the house and I didn't take my cats with me. And to this day, I still feel guilty, even though both of those cats have since visited the Rainbow Bridge. I'm still guilty that I never took my cats with me when the house was on fire.
Did they visit the Rainbow Bridge because of the fire in the mantle?
Oh, no. It was put survived. Out pretty quickly. Okay. Yeah.
That's good to, I mean, look, it's good to know that your instincts are self-preservation. It means that you'll survive. At our very core, that is what each of us should do, you know, is survive.
Yeah. Like, do you have a plan as to if your building catches on fire?
Yeah.
How you're going to get out? You do?
Oh, yeah. Run to the office closet, grab the carriers, grab the cats, throw them in. Out I go. Out the fire escape.
I think I need to get everything in one place.
Yeah.
Like put all my special papers in an attaché or something.
Sure. Yeah. An emergency attaché.
Keep it in the closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And next to the cat carriers.
And as I learned from the book, The Mysterious Affair at Styles by, I almost said Mariah Carey, by Agatha Christie. Agatha Christie has a 6-octave singing voice.
Oh.
Don't bother locking your attaché case because someone is going to break into it anyway, probably with a letter opener.
Attaches. I mean, the locks are not that sophisticated. No. Let's be real about it.
They're mainly for look.
Okay. Next on my list, ice.
It's great. It's water. Did you know that? It's water.
Bethany, now that I have a fridge that has an ice feature.
Shut the fuck up. Wait, your fridge pops ice out of it?
Bethany.
I'm sorry. Who are you, Michelle Obama? Are you rich?
I'm the fanciest person I know. I have a fridge that pops out ice. Not only does it pop out regular ice, it also pops out crushed ice.
You shut up. That's amazing.
Bethany, ice before was like something that I saw as a chore. We had to walk to the bodega. We had to get a bag of ice. Then you had to clear out the freezer to stuff this bag of ice.
Ice was an event.
It was an event and it was an enjoyable experience. Now, every morning, I wake up and I'm like, I need a cocktail, aka a giant thing of water with ice in it.
Oh,
and
I cannot believe.
My liquid IV.
And you get crushed ice like at like Pizza Hut used to give when Pizza Hut was a sit-down restaurant.
Yep.
And you got those red frosted Coca-Cola glasses with the crushed ice on the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
Kathleen, I'm so jealous.
I am so fancy because I have ice 24/7.
Your life is amazing.
Ice is free. Okay. And last but not least, waking up in a good mood.
What's that like?
I know. You're very grumpy this morning when we were getting ready to do this podcast.
Was I? Could you tell? I'm in a better mood than I was last week.
And you know, sometimes like your dark lipstick throws me off because I'm like, is it reflective of her creative mood or her actual mood?
I actually feel like I'm in a pretty good place this morning.
Okay. Okay. Before you seemed a little grumpy. So let me share my free tip with you on how to wake up in a good mood.
What's that? Tell me.
Okay. You wake up and you say, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
And you say, good morning, cats.
Good morning, cats.
Good morning, apartment.
Good morning, apartment.
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Neil.
And that puts you in a great mood.
Okay, I will try that.
I swear, every morning, great mood. Say good morning to everything and everybody, just like the book Good Night Moon, except reversed.
Yeah, but the other way.
Yeah, exactly. And puts me in a great mood, makes me so happy, and it's free.
I love it. I especially love the part where I say good morning to Neil. I'm going to try that tomorrow morning and report back.
Good morning, Bethany, who lives 15 minutes away from me, but not really because I'd have to swim across a river.
Good morning, Kathleen, in your brand new rich Michelle Obama house.
That comes with ice.
Oh, man. I'm so happy that going to therapy is being less and less stigmatized. Everyone I know goes to therapy. And I think as a person, you just need therapy to keep you kind of sane.
Yes.
Even if you don't have strict mental health issues, but you just, I don't know, have a family or friends. We all need help with our interpersonal relationships sometimes. And having a therapist that you can talk to and bounce stuff off of is so helpful.
When it comes to therapy and psychiatry, getting the help you need has never been so simple. That's why Bethany and I love Talks. Space. When you're able to access your provider from the comfort of your own home and your own device, it means that therapy can be on your schedule.
You can sign up online for Talkspace and start therapy the same day that you sign up. You can text, video, or send voice messages to your licensed therapist, so it's super convenient. You can have virtual sessions from the comfort of your home.
And Talkspace lets you send and receive unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist in the Talkspace platform 24/7.
And they have licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. Your therapist can help you set and achieve your goals.
And if money is a reason that you haven't tried therapy before, Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. And instead of waiting weeks for an appointment, your Talkspace therapist will engage with you daily 5 days a week.
So as a listener of this podcast, which is maybe also why you need therapy, you can get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and make sure to use the code TASTE to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's promo code TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, and Talkspace.com.
Bethany?
Yes, Kathleen?
Everybody keeps talking about hot girl summer, but I want to change the narrative. Let's talk about clean tooth summer.
Yeah, at least one of your teeth needs to be clean this summer. And we recommend Brush toothbrushes. Kathleen and I were texting about Brush on Friday night because that's how nerdy and obsessed we are with this toothbrush.
It feels like I've gone to the dentist every time I brush my teeth with Brush, and that's not even hyperbole. I know I say that every time we do a commercial, but it is the truest truth that my truth has ever truthed.
And I love Brush because it's a sonic toothbrush that has a bunch of different settings depending on what your teeth need. The six unique modes customize your brushing experience, so you can go gum mode, you can do gentle mode, you can do whitening mode. It's so wonderful. But we all know the reason I really love it. My bathroom doesn't have any outlets in it. And I love that the Brush toothbrush survives a month on one charge, so I can keep it in my bathroom and I don't have to like have it on a charging dock that takes up a ton of space.
Yeah, all that stuff too, Bethany, but also the cool new colors that the Brush comes in.
Oh my God, the colors are amazing. They have like this beautiful dream green. It's like a forest green. They have a mauve color, which I'm freaking in love with, this beautiful gray. The colors are inspired by surrealism because when you think of teeth, you think of surrealism.
So don't take our word for it. Let your teeth do the talking and get 15% off of your Brush toothbrush kit and refill plan when you use the promo code TASTE at Brush.com.
That's 15% off using the promo code TASTE at Brush.com.
Brush.
All right, Kathleen.
Yes.
So according to the super negative review we got on iTunes, my topics are unlistenable recently. And so I decided to do something that was a bit more of a conversation and less like me forcing our listeners to go to school.
Oh, you know what, Bethany? Screw, absolutely screw that review, because that's the type of person that probably just wants to listen to people talk about skin and hair and nails instead of cool things like science and snakes and dinosaurs.
Well, I did look up that person and they had left another very scathing review on the same day. Yeah. So I was like, okay, they were in a bad mood. It's fine.
That's the funny thing about bad reviews is that if you look up to see what other reviews that person has left, they're always scathing.
Yeah. Yep. Very angry. Mm-hmm. The other review was they were trying to get one of the people on the podcast they listened to just leave the podcast already.
What?
It was like, I really like so-and-so, but so-and-so just needs to go. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
Okay, Bethany, let me hear your light and funny lifestyle topic.
Okay, Kathleen, we're going to make it a conversation. So, you know, when you click on the internet, All right, especially if you're going to sites like CNN, MSNBC, You know, other news, you see the clickbait at the bottom and it's always like, this weird trick helped my husband get out of jail.
Or how to remove your cellulite with these three home items.
Yes, yes. So I decided that I was going to actually go down some of those clickbait holes, because I think we've all gone down a couple of them, like the, what does Mara Wilson look like now? She looks just like she used to, and she's an author. So we all know what happened to Mara Wilson. But it's crazy. So the reason that these sites exist, and they're on really legitimate websites, they're on like news sites, is like in the mid-2010s, ad platforms like these were making over $10 million of extra revenue for these websites that had them.
Yes. I'll tell you that I've been working like in the website industry since 2009. In 2010 and 2011, 2012, my only goal was not to really produce any sort of quality content. My only goal given to me by my bosses was to produce click-throughs.
So just just to get people to click on something.
To get people to like go to the next picture, go to the next photo gallery. And advertisers have since wised up as to there's not more eyeballs on your ad if people are clicking through. But it was the only thing that anybody who ran websites cared about. And that's why these websites, it's always like gives you one sentence, leaves you hanging, and then you have to click through to read the next sentence.
I remember my first radio job, we were supposed to put a lot of photos from whatever we went to, but you were not supposed to put more than one photo per page. And you were supposed to reference like the seven. You're never going to believe what happened in photo 17. So people would just click, 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 click. And then it became more about unique views. You wanted new people to your website. So it was less about
the page views.
So I didn't look at any weird trick articles because they've been written about more. Geeta Lasby wrote for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel back in 2013. She did all that clicking through for us.
Yeah.
She said the weird tips and tricks were an $89.95 a bottle herbal blend that was supposed to but won't actually enhance your manhood. Extracts of Garcinia Cambogia and acai.
Oh, to lose weight.
Yeah, they claim to but won't actually eliminate belly fat. Cinnamon that claimed but won't actually reverse diabetes. And a booklet on building a bunker for those who are afraid that the government will take away their guns.
That's actually useful. I have to say that I bought Garcinia Cambogia when it was a popular weight loss supplement.
Of course. Everyone did.
Yeah.
You know, everyone wants that quick thing. The thing to remind yourself is if this worked, it's all you would be hearing about from all of the top news agencies. If there was a funny little trick that actually made all of these different people lose weight or reverse aging, that's all you'd be hearing about.
Yes, everyone would be talking about it. It would be like Rachel Maddow would be talking about Garcinia Cambogia as her headline story if it actually worked.
Yeah, it's a little bit like animal testing. If you're not sure if a brand tests on animals or not, if they don't, they will sing it from the rooftops. Mm-hmm. Like brands that are cruelty-free post on the packaging. They're proud that they're cruelty-free. You can't ignore the fact that they're cruelty-free. So if you can't figure out if a company's cruelty-free or not, they're probably not cruelty-free.
They're not cruelty-free. And they like to dance around the subject, you know, when someone says to you, are you lying? When you're definitely lying, you're like, well, you know, like, I'm just trying to protect you.
I only test on animals where it's required by law. Okay, so you do then. So cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so I started my journey, Kathleen, at the New York Post.
Ooh.
That's a good place to start.
Do tell.
So the first one I saw was, Sandra Bullock's son used to be adorable, but today he looks insane.
Oh my God, that's so rude.
So I clicked through. It brought me to lifeindigo.com. And it was this article that said, these celebrity kids are all grown up. See if you can recognize them today.
Yes.
Spoiler alert. Sandra Bullock's son is adorable. He still is adorable. He doesn't look insane. He looks great.
How misleading is that? You want it to take you directly to a picture of Sandra Bullock's son. And it's like, no, look at all these celebrity kids. And it's like, fuck these celebrity kids. I just want to see her son.
Yeah. I ended up actually getting distracted and I had to just Google image her son because I didn't get to the end of that article. I never saw what he looked like.
That but always happens.
At the bottom of that article, Kathleen, was a clickbait article that said how to iron out crepe skin. Do this every morning.
Crepe skin? What's that?
You know, like crepe paper, like tissue paper?
Yeah.
Crepe skin is like really dry skin. You see it on the elderly where it's it looks like tissue paper where there's no moisture. It's super crepey and like wrinkly, right?
So you heat up an iron and then you iron your arm and then grandma looks like she's 30.
Right. And she's heavily burned, but at least you can't notice the crepe skin anymore. Okay, so I clicked on it and it brought me to a website that showed me a video and it told me that the video contained crucial information for anyone who suffers from wrinkled skin on the body. And I'm like, that's me. That's going to be me soon more and more.
That's me right now. I got some rings around my neck and I'm like, where the hell did that come from?
Got that tech neck. So it brings me to a video, which I click. Now, the video, Kathleen, does not have a play bar at the bottom. So you have no idea how long the video is or how far along you are in the process. And you cannot fast forward. You just have to watch. This video is showing me before and after pictures where the first picture is like an old woman's crepey neck skin. And then the after picture is this old woman pulling down her crepey neck skin so they can take a picture cropped in. And it is for Victoria Renee's City Beauty.
Oh, God.
What is City Beauty, you ask?
What is Victoria Renee, you ask?
Yeah. So during minute 8, I got bored.
Yeah.
Because we still haven't talked about anything important at minute 8 of this video.
Yeah.
I started reading the BuzzFeed article, Why is everyone so mad at Gabby Hanna?
Who's Gabby Hanna?
Great question. I never figured it out. But people are mad at her all the time. Mm. So City Beauty is this beauty company that has 177 complaints at the Better Business Bureau. However, their rating appears to be an A+. So hard to say.
Huh.
Ultimately, Kathleen, this video ended up being, what did I say, 34 minutes?
Get out of here.
It is for a product called Invisicrepe Body Balm. At one point, she says it's going to transform your skin.
Transform your skin.
Yeah, I think she was doing this on like one take and she didn't have time to re-record. Your skin isn't transformed. You get your money back.
As soon as I typed in Invisicrepe Body Balm popped up.
Yeah. Yeah. There it is. Mm-hmm. At the 17 minute mark, you finally get a button for next step.
Oh.
So I click the next step button. By this point, she's talking about what's going to happen if you don't order the body balm.
Oh, God.
And this is for people who are hanging around because they're not quite convinced. Now she goes for the hard sell. She's like, you're going to get fucking old, basically.
You're going to die. You're going to look like shit. Buy my body balm, which is probably just coconut oil, maybe a touch of rosemary, and some lemon essence drops.
I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Okay.
Niacinamide, Rebose, Lactococcus fermetlycate, and Aquacel.
How much is this?
I don't know what...
cost.
I don't know what they are.
Aquacel. That sounds like a cool, fun ride at a water park.
Oh my God. Have you been on Aquacel? I got so sick, but it was also really fun. Oh,
I got a water enema on Aquacel. Chlorine enema.
Cover up your top because your top's going to fall off at Aquacel. I think it's $60 a jar.
Get out of here. Get.
I do link in our show notes to the actual just order page, so you don't have to go through everything to get there. There's also a full ingredient list, which I will link to in the show notes. So if you just want to look at what's in it, you can do that too without watching the 34-minute sales pitch for this weird trick that's going to give you not wrinkled skin.
I really wish niacinamide didn't cost so much because I would like to dip my body in a vat of niacinamide.
You can get like the ordinary sells perfectly good niacinamide. Yeah,
but that's like 10% and my 20% from Polished Choice after shipping is like $60
birthday. Jeez.
I know.
Paula's had a choice and her choice was to go expensive.
Expensive, but I love it so much.
All right. At the bottom of this article, Kathleen, there was a link. Randy Jackson says, this drink is like a power wash for your gut.
I love gut articles.
One's great.
Yeah.
So this video goes to www.yourguthealth.com. It's for the company Unify Health Labs.
Yep.
Do you know about this?
No, I'm just saying yep because my favorite thing, I always get a chuckle out of it when I happen to click on one of these, is that it doesn't even bring you to a website that looks like a journalist wrote it. It just brings you to this weird ass webpage selling a product.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like white in the background and just minimal, minimal, whatever they could do. So again, we are brought to a video that has no play bar and you cannot fast forward through. It's 36 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's hosted by Randy Jackson, reading as though someone has put a gun to his head and he has to get this out.
I wonder how much you get paid for this type of stuff because you and I could totally do it.
Oh, I bet he's making bank.
Yeah.
This video actually contains the lines, hey, look, that's me, Randy Jackson.
Like he's like the camera is a mirror or something. Oh my God.
It's like a picture of him from when he was on American Idol is an arrow pointing to him. Oh hey, look, that's me, Randy Jackson.
Yeah, I might be a little bit older now, but you recognize me from my younger days, Randy Jackson.
Okay, so Randy Jackson talks about his digestive issues and how he used to be real bloaty and had a real hard time pooping.
Oh my God.
He says that there is one specific food that will end your cravings, clean you out, and give you the best health of your life. And then he doesn't talk about what that food is.
Get the fuck out of here. Randy Jackson, we all know that you're going to say sauerkraut.
Well, he doesn't. First, he starts talking about sweet potatoes. And he's like, I know that you should boil them, but I love to bake them. And then he changes subjects. So 4 minutes in, He admits that all of his issues stemmed from, quote, leaky gut. Ugh. Do you know what leaky gut is, Kathleen?
I do. I mean, because I diagnose myself with something new every single day. I've diagnosed myself multiple times with leaky gut. It's when, isn't it when like stuff from your intestines, mm-hmm. like it leaks out and it's, yeah. You're bloated and you can't poo that good and your stomach hurts.
Yeah. It's like tears in your gut lining.
Yes.
Randy Jackson says, it sounds gross, but you need to hear it. And I was like, thank you. So Randy goes on to tell us to eat more probiotics.
Okay.
To use prebiotic fiber.
Okay.
Like chicory root.
Okay.
And then he tells us that people who eat chicory root go on to report the best BMs of their life.
Ooh.
So Randy Jackson's going to tell you how to have a real good poo.
I'm always looking for advice on a real good poo. So, you know, chicory root.
Ultimately, Randy Jackson is selling you a powder. It's $50 a jar. Oh, God. It's really hard to find legit customer feedback on it. I will link it in the show notes if you want, but he's selling you a probiotic powder.
Oh my God. Okay. So yeah, legit.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. So on that, mm-hmm. I saw a link that said, Octomom's kids are all grown up. Here's how they turned out.
Oh, I wonder what she's up to, Octomom.
Turns out the kids seem great.
Okay, good.
All right, cool. Yeah. Then I found, Kathleen, maybe my favorite website that I found in this journey.
Oh, do tell.
The website was travelscent.com.
Okay.
The article is called, If You Want to Be on Trend, Do Not Do These Hairstyles.
You have to click
on that. And I was like, got it. I have to know.
You have to know.
So the first one was the perm.
Yeah.
Then it was the Rachel.
Mm.
Then it was crimped hair.
Okay.
And I was just sort of clicking through. It wasn't until slicked back bobs made me take pause, because the picture they used was beautiful style icon Gigi Hadid wearing a slicked back bob.
How dare they?
And I'm like, okay, I want to read what they say about this, if they're using her as an example of what not to do.
I mean, everybody loves a good slicked back bob.
Yeah. Kathleen, this is what the slicked back bob portion read. You ready?
I'm ready.
Bob cuts are also ongoing and common. You can often see this hairstyle on the celebrities and outsiders you meet, but you will rarely see it in the common usage. Also, it is not listed in the most existing EU requirements.
What?
Kathleen, this is when I realized this entire article was written by a bot.
I was just going to say, wow.
And here's how I know. Let's read Dark Roots, Kathleen.
Okay.
This is the one hairstyle in which anyone looks great. Shakira made it so. The term used in themes can be the same, but it may also work independently. Someone else cannot replicate this pattern. The origin would never be recognized and will never be part of the campaign.
Oh my
God. It makes you feel like you don't have time to take care of it. Hold your roots alive, girls.
It's part of the campaign. Okay. Close but no cigar, robot. You didn't hit it on the nail.
I really want us to come out with a t-shirt that says, hold your roots alive, girls.
Hold your roots alive, girls. No, plant roots, hair roots, you know, whatever you want.
Yeah. So this whole thing, bot written, frizzy waves, Kathleen, frizzy waves. The pattern of frizzy is not acceptable. Your hair is called unattractive, so it's not all about your ears.
Yeah, but like frizzy can sometimes look really glamorous when it's really teased out, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think so too. Modern bouffants.
Yeah, exactly. Bethany.
I love a modern bouffant.
We need to buy modernbouffant.com.
Ooh, wait, will you check and see if it's available?
Yes, I will. As long as you spell bouffant for me.
B-O-U-F-F.
Yes.
A-N-T-S. According to this bot. However, my thing says that's incorrect.
It's available. So what are we going to do with it? We're going to become millionaires now.
We have to buy it, I think. Here's the problem. I keep buying websites I don't need. According to this website, Brigitte Bardot thinks the same way. With this hairstyle, she rendered her nails perfectly.
Hmm.
That's no longer true. In fact, it's no longer accurate.
She rendered her nails perfectly. Okay. Yeah. All right. Sure thing, robot.
Let's see. Super long hair is a bad idea if you want to be in style.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that was true, but whatever.
It takes a lot of work to regulate the duration of the hair over time. By merely washing and drying this with the towel, the burden of cleaning will be substantial. The e-cigarette is also a major factor in weight gain and is also viewed as a health danger to the body as a whole.
That's like when you copy and paste your friend's homework into your homework and you don't realize that you put it in the wrong spot.
top knots, Kathleen. Not a good idea, according to this article. Before the look was popular, Jennifer Lopez used a similar hairstyle. It's overrun throughout the time. Your top knot is different than what other people do for their hair. It means that you are a professional individual. I've got a dilemma when I'm wearing my sunglasses. I tend to be unsaturated. It sounds strange, but the majority of women believe the garbage of a man is real. It is doubtful, and we cannot foresee which strategies are going to succeed.
You know, many women do believe that the garbage of a man is real. So this robot is onto something, but the robot is definitely off about the top knot because I love a good top knot.
I do too. High ponytails. It may even be applied to women's go-to hairdos. It's easy to do because they're all doing it. I don't like this haircut. You should go to this page and find out how you feel about the shirt. You want your braided hair.
Bethany, you're making this up. You're making this up.
I'm obsessed. I'm not. Tight braids. Kathleen, don't wear tight braids. Your hair is special to any person. You don't need to think about some damage to your scalp. Hair is in danger of coming off with this hairstyle. You can have various hairstyles that require braiding. Butterflies and bats are both creatures. You're going to have the looser bun.
Okay, yes, all applicable subjects. It literally is like you just found random sentences and put them together.
It's a
box. I found a box that is blue. Are your shoes by the door? Pineapple is a good snack. Hey, Mom, how you doing?
Asymmetrical haircuts, Kathleen, no longer in common or no longer in popularity.
I'm going to agree with this because I think your hair should be symmetrical on each side.
Has this been popular? No way, says the article. Micro bangs.
Huh.
What are your thoughts? Baby bangs.
It's a tough look to pull off.
It reminds me of Alyssa Milano in Charmed.
Audrey Tattoo.
Yes.
Is that her name?
Yes.
In Amelie.
Yeah, baby bangs.
Yeah.
According to this robot, this hairstyle becomes a new trend now and then. A lot of people prefer this style. Unfortunately, not all people can pull this off. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's why the trend doesn't last long. It eventually ends after a while. So if you're thinking of getting this, this is when it gets dark.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking of getting this, think twice. Cutting your bangs very short is like committing social suicide.
What?
Expect the worst.
Oh my God. Get. Oh my God. Bethany, this robot has some serious emotional issues.
This is just this straight up, the bot went crazy. Bowl cuts.
Okay.
This trendy haircut, which most people have worn at one point in their lives, is still an enigma. We need the answers inside the time limit and nothing more. Do not treat this packet. Please never carry this document out of place and stop you from it. Bad color choices ultimately is not necessary for everyone to be outraged, says this. And my favorite one, perms.
Oh.
Is the technique still common, huh? It was a go-to in the 90s, but it wouldn't be a common hairstyle in the future. In what direction is the perm fever theme this year? No one. Completely. It's out of the ordinary, and permeating your hair can contribute to baldness. Besides, you'd appear like you've got a parrot on your shoulder, too. No offense.
What? You know, I'm never going to look at clickbait articles the same way ever again. I've been doing a little clicking around while you've been describing robot hairstyles, and I found an article that has a picture of a cow, and the caption says, she was born for one reason, and she knows it.
Oh, no, that's not good.
So I click on it, and it takes me to a very highly developed website, petstorytime.com. I invite you, Bethany, to just take a gander over to petstorytime.com.
I will. Should I do it now or should I do it after?
Do it right now.
Petstorytime.com.
Because I'm about to click on an article that says the most famous athletes who are lovers of dogs.
I bet there's a lot. Dogs are very popular.
The bottom is all of these amazing clickbait articles, such as 74-year-old grandma shock doctors. Forget about Botox. Do this.
Wow.
Which is just a picture of a woman with no makeup and then with makeup.
Eat avocados every day. These weather girls faced a storm on air.
These wow. Two vegetables will kill your overnight belly fat and arm fat. Fighting diabetes? This discovery leaves doctors speechless.
Hold your roots alive, girls.
So yesterday, I was complaining to my husband about how my nipples were chafing. Bethany, I crap you not. This is what happened verbatim. He said to me, well, were you wearing your third love bra today? And I said, no, because I couldn't find it. And you're right. That's definitely the reason that my nip-nips are hurting right now.
Well, now that you've moved apartments, Kathleen, it's time to bust out the third love from the bottom of whatever box you threw them into in a blind panic. Third love bras are the best bras. Gentle listener, if you have not tried them yet, you need to go to thirdlove.com and get yourself a new bra.
Yeah, they have you take this quiz. Love a company that makes me take a quiz because I feel like they care about me more than other companies. But you have to be brutally honest when you're taking the quiz about your breast size and your breast shape. And you will come out of that quiz with a bra that feels better on your body, unlike any other bra you've owned before.
And if you're fully into feeling comfortable now, they have lounge and sleepwear. From lazy Sundays on the couch to weekend outings, their loungewear is designed with premium cotton fabrics available in drapey, easy fits, sized extra small to 3X.
And if you have any questions on fit at all, fit stylists are available for one-on-one chats. Bethany and I have been partners with Third Love for a long time, and their bras are the only bras that I can tolerate wearing on my body now. I swear.
So you deserve some TLC. That's Third Love comfort. Go to thirdlove.com/taste right now to get 20% off your first purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/taste for 20% off today. Last podcast, I was in a state of despair.
Yeah, you were in a place. You were having a hard time.
Because moving has taught me that I have too much stuff. So I did a thing. I know I'm not supposed to say that. I know. I did a thing.
You can say whatever you want, but...
Hashtag adulting.
Okay.
I joined the Hoboken Buy Nothing group.
That's great, Kathleen.
And I was going through my stuff and... I put up a baseball cap that I've had since seventh grade that really doesn't fit my head. It was a World Series 1998 baseball cap that I had to buy for like a school project or whatever.
Okay. And you still have? Amazing.
Yeah, I still have it. Put it up on the Buy Nothing. And I was like, I really don't need this. It's lightly worn. You know, it looks vintage, AKA 1998. Does anybody want it? Not a minute later. Did a woman write yes, interested, and then DM me. And then I was like, I'm home. Meet me at the corner of this and this. You can come pick it up. And my hat was given away and has a new home.
That's amazing, Kathleen. That was easy.
Buy nothing. Join these groups. I've got a few other items up there that I hope people want, like a cable blanket.
Wait, so you said off the air that you did something that you're embarrassed about. Is that this thing?
Oh, okay, no.
Oh, because I'm like, this is amazing. This is great. Everyone should be doing this.
Everyone should be doing the buy nothing. But yeah. Then I did something that I'm not proud of.
Okay, because you seemed real ashamed during our little commercial break where I went to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to be buying things.
Did you get a second Peloton?
Oh my God, no. I mean, I know I have an ice machine now, but I'm not that wealthy.
What happened, Kathleen?
You
can just take a deep breath. Safe space.
I bought a Dyson vacuum. Bethany, but like, there are a lot of expensive
things. Is it the laser one?
I did. Yeah,
the you got the laser one?
I did. I bought it. It's going to analyze my dirt in my house.
Kathleen, that thing was like $700.
Bethany, you shush your mouth. I had a coupon. I had a gift card. I scrapped it. I scraped my resources together and I bought it. And I don't have to buy a broom. I don't have to replace my dustbuster because this thing is cordless and it also has a broom attachment. Also, it has an attachment so I can get to hard to reach places. And so my house is going to be so clean and I'm saving money in other ways. And so I bought a Dyson vacuum.
So, okay, first of all, this vacuum is like, this vacuum like smacks or whatever. This vacuum taps. What do the kids say?
Taps. This vacuum slaps. It's a bop. Slaps. This vacuum is a bop that slaps.
Yeah, this vacuum slaps.
Yeah.
This vacuum is amazing. We talked about it during our Patreon, our live Patreon episode. This thing, like, it analyzes.
It's your dirt.
It analyzes the dirt as it sucks it up, and then it gives you a readout afterwards as to what percentage of what type of things it sucked up, including... like fleas.
Yes. And it has a little laser so you can better see the dirt on your floor. And it connects to your app. And it's like, this percentage of your dirt was actual dirt. And this percentage was like dust. And this was pet hair. And this was microorganisms. I mean, like, it's... Bethany,
are you concerned that you're going to learn that, like, you had fleas and the fleas are now sucked up? Does that worry you at all?
A little bit. It's kind of like when you read those clickbait articles. Speaking of clickbait articles,
clickbait.
It's like, you'll never believe what's living on your eyelashes.
Yes, it's usually monsters.
Yes. So I know I'm not supposed to be buying stuff. We got a listener voicemail that's like, Kathleen, I'm with you. I only shop at Old Navy, but I got myself a Dyson fan.
Look, we are not sponsored by Dyson. We would love to be sponsored by Dyson. Their Dyson blade hand dryer flings your poop particles 10 feet behind you. I tell you every time.
Exactly.
Never lose a suction. This thing has.
I'm so excited.
The way that the roll is shaped, it's like conical so that the hair that wraps around it gets pulled off into a separate hair compartment so it never gets like gunked up with hair. I watched the full reveal video that Mr. Dyson went through and like talked all about it. It's amazing.
Yeah. So I will report back.
Please. I kind of want you to vacuum something in front of us right now, like a line of M&Ms, a line of like cat food, and a line of like confetti that you can put on your carpet.
It didn't come yet. It's coming in the mail this week. But I know I'm supposed to be on a spending freeze, but I felt so proud of myself for giving away one hat that I bought the vacuum.
Okay. So Kathleen, besides what category, what brand, besides Dyson for you, brand is immune to a spending freeze?
Oh, no.
Like, I think for you, Dyson is probably that. But like, for the purposes of this thought experiment.
I don't know, Bethany, what's yours? That you don't care if it's on sale or not, you're going
to
buy it.
Like, I'm not supposed to buy anything right now. What brand is immune to a spending freeze?
Target. I mean, I know Target's not a brand, but if I need something from Target, the spending freeze doesn't apply because it's only house, like, life essentials that I buy from Target.
I think for me, it's probably not a brand. It's a category, and that is experimental breathable fabrics.
Because you've been on this experimental breathable fabric train for like 3 years now.
Yeah, I'm really trying to come to peace with summer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that my medication makes me run hot, and so I'm always hot. And instead of just complaining the whole time, I'm going to try to figure it out. And so I'm working on breathable fabrics that don't make me look like an art teacher. And it's real hard to find. Because linen pants and linen tunics love to be very flowy and in no way cute.
I think everybody has that one thing, that even though if they're supposed to be conserving their resources, they are still going to buy it no matter what.
Yeah. Like, Dennis is on a spending freeze.
Yeah.
However, he recently rediscovered this series of toys he had growing up. That they were like action figures that came in a case shaped like Darth Vader's head. You opened it up and inside the head were all the little Star Wars action figures. So like he's like not buying the nicest groceries right now, but he is buying Princess Leia 2-inch version of some sort of toy figurine.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I think this for many people is nice groceries. Like, they don't care what their clothes are. They don't care what they live or what, you know, like how fast their internet is and what kind of gadgets they have. They just always want to have like high quality groceries in their refrigerator.
Yep. We all have our thing. And Kathleen, yours is trying to keep your life cleaner and a little bit less chaotic, which I fully endorse for you.
And a cordless, I'm trying to be a better homekeeper so my house is clean. And Dyson right now is my kryptonite.
Dyson's the tits, apparently.
Dyson's the tits.
I'm trying to be more creative with my language, but it's just making me sound bawdy.
Speaking of other thing that are the tits, I'm here to let you know that High School Musical, the musical, the series is coming out with season 2 on June 11th.
Maintain best title ever for a show. That's my favorite kind of humor.
I was watching something on Freeform. Oh, I was watching Cruel Summer. And then this commercial comes on where all the teens look really cool. And I was like, oh, what's this? Maybe I'm interested in this. And at the end, it's like High School, the musical, the series. And I was like, fuck, man, I can't watch that.
Isn't it? Do you have access to it? Is it Apple Plus? What's it on?
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. Oh, you have access. You have everything. You have access to it.
Yeah, I've got Disney Plus. Yeah, it's my friend's login, but you know,
P.S. Your login for HBO Max is a problem, but it's fine because I got a friend's login so I could watch The Conjuring, yeah. The Devil Made Me Do It.
I know.
Is everything okay?
I was so, I was bragging about how I talked down my cable bill, but then they fucked it up and they like didn't give me the same channel. So I'm working on it, Bethany. My login will be back.
It's okay.
We got it. I know. You're not the only person to tell me that. My other friend was like, your login's not working and I know that you pay for it and I don't, but I just want to let you know.
Do you ever figure out who Professor Plum is on your profile?
No, on my HBO Max, I have no idea who Professor Plum is.
Because it's not me.
Yeah, I'm going to find out pretty soon because now that my login's not working, Plum is going to have to bring themselves to the surface.
You're going
to
be getting a lot of texts from people you forgot had your login.
I saw this meme this weekend on Instagram that was like, hey, I know we broke up 2 years ago and you're not talking to me now, but your Netflix is about to expire. And like, can you just please renew it?
Wait, give me 1 second. I was wondering why I got so hot and I realized I turned the AC fan away from me. I gotta turn it back towards me.
Go turn it back on. Don't be like me at Charlotte's baby shower, sweating from my boobs and my armpits and my crotch, and I stood up and I was a human art project.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Nature's gross. Kathleen.
Yes.
Did you learn anything this week or do you want to like...
Is it that time in the podcast?
Yeah, we're at 11.
I was having a good time talking with you.
And we can keep talking if you want.
I want to talk to you about the tip for your refrigerator that your nutritionist gave you about breaking it into quadrants.
Yes. So you suggested during a break that I should talk about this as a topic, and I think I will. I tend to think things are boring if they're about me, and so I don't, but maybe people will be interested. Let us know if you'd be interested.
Bethany,
so
I just want to let you know that you're the most fascinating creature I've ever met in my entire life, and don't you for 1 second, baby girl, ever think that you are boring.
Does fascinating mean... Is that a nice way to say slightly unstable?
No, it's you are interesting. And I wouldn't be friends with you if you weren't interesting. Because if you were just a run-of-the-mill, live, laugh, love biatch, I wouldn't like you.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's very kind. You know, Kathleen and I are very open about having eating disorders. And I'm in recovery. And like, as my nutritionist says, I no longer display eating disorder behavior. Mm-hmm. However, because of that, I have a really tough time. I just am not interested in food or dealing with it.
Like food prep. You're not interested in like preparing a meal.
Yeah. Don't want to think about it. Don't want to give thought to it. Don't want to worry about it. People who like plan meals for the week or I need to go to the grocery store. I'm going to plan some meals for the week. Blows my mind. I don't know where your brain space comes for to do that. So
because just the effort of like putting things together and cooking them, it feels overwhelming to you.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah, like I said earlier, it's like there's so much attached to food already that I don't even want to go there. So she recommended that I break my fridge up into sections. So one section of the fridge, like the top shelf on the left, is for breakfast.
Great.
Top shelf on the right is lunch stuff.
Perfect.
Middle shelf is dinner. Mm-hmm. And then I have the place where my water pitcher goes and my SodaStream bottles go and like tall things go.
This is genius.
It's such a good idea. She's like, you are at the point where you need to be able to look at your fridge and go, my hand is in the breakfast area. I'm going to grab something I know I can eat and then have it be there and ready to go. And like, it won't always be like this, but when you're sort of in a position where you need a lot of help, sometimes that's what you need to do.
I think that food shopping would be easier for the majority of us if we thought about food shopping as a quadrant.
What do you mean?
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, extras.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll go to the grocery store and I buy too much and I don't really have an idea of what's going to go where or when I'm going to eat it. And then it's an immense amount of food waste because it goes to the back of the fridge. My fridge isn't organized. And before you know it, I'm throwing away 3 bags of mixed greens because I didn't eat them quickly enough. And if my fridge was broken into breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks and extras, grabbing something on the go and not having to think too hard about it would make my life easier. Cause just like you, sometimes I open my fridge and I'm like, like I just don't know. And then I grab a bag of chips and that's what I have for lunch. And that's not the healthiest option.
Yeah. And without realizing it, I was doing that with snacks already. Like my crisper, I eat the majority of my fruits in the morning. I keep all my fruits frozen. I do like frozen berries in like oatmeal, whatever, whatever. Yeah, so my crisper is mostly snacks.
Yeah.
And so it's like those perfect bars, you know, the ones that come in the fridge and they're just mostly peanut butter, but they're freaking delicious.
I love them.
They're so good. So she has me eat like half of one of those.
There you go.
So I cut them in half, put them in little baggies, put those in the crisper. I have like those Sargento snack packs are the bomb.
Oh, they're the
especially the
they're
sweet
amazing.
Ones. Oh, yeah. They're so good. And they come with cheese, which is the best.
Yeah.
Those live in the crisper. So if I know I'm hungry and I don't know what to do, I open the crisper and I know there's something in there.
Yeah.
It's so useful. Mm-hmm. And there's a certain relief in just admitting to yourself,
yes,
I am not as good as my parents were at feeding me. Mm-hmm. That is a skill they had that I do not. Yeah. And that's okay. Like, I can tap dance and my mom and dad can't tap dance. So we don't all have the same skills, do we?
And you look great in a dark lipstick and maybe that look wouldn't be so great on your dad, you know?
Exactly. He won't even let me try, which is the damn shame of it all.
I think that that's why I have some HelloFreshes in my fridge right now. That's why I love meal prep services, because it all comes in a paper bag. Like individually per meal. I don't have to think about it. I read the ingredients, I make it, and then I move on with my night. And I think that probably food shopping and coming up with meals that are healthy and that will sustain you is a problem for a lot of people. And I'm going to use this fridge quadrant method.
It's so simple and so helpful. Mm-hmm. And like, I think too, knowing that sometimes you just need extra support in times when you're really busy or you're really stressed out.
Yeah.
I think realizing that that's also okay. Mm-hmm. And so I took her advice. I know that I'm just like food is fraught for me right now, especially.
Yeah.
And so yesterday I went to the grocery store that has like a really good deli section.
Ooh.
And I just bought a ton of like the deli stuff.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of broccoli salad. I got a bunch of like quinoa salad. I got a bunch of corn salad. I got a bunch of like pesto pasta. Yeah. I got some Brussels sprouts. I got some sweet potato. And just like they're all in their little containers. They're all living in the lunch section. And now I know that there's just a thing I can eat there.
Oh.
And it won't always be like that, but it is right now.
Man, my hometown deli has this farro and ricotta salad. Oh my.
Shut up.
Scallions and tomatoes, a little olive oil, but it's the hard ricotta. It's not soft ricotta. So it's like hard. Oh my. God bless the deli section.
I know. It's all of these really nice people making stuff for you. So you don't have to make stuff for yourself.
I know.
God hug your deli worker. Well, don't hug them. Leave, you know, but like give them a 6-foot hug.
A germ-free elbow bump.
Yeah, give him a germ-free elbow hug.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
I learned that sometimes you just want to go with like the lower Rotten Tomatoes score if you want to have a really good time. I've been going through some movies without the best scores. And I just, especially in like the horror genre, if you really want to just find some fun stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't gone so far as to watch, what's the Thanksgiving turkey one where he's a murderer.
Oh, Thanksgiving about the killer turkey.
I haven't gotten there, but like sometimes it's like, you know, screw Rotten Tomatoes and go for those low scores. And sometimes you're going to have a really good time.
I mean, I refer to this all the time on the podcast, but one of my favorite movies, Monte Carlo, starring Selena Gomez, very low Rotten Tomatoes score, very high quality motion picture.
Absolutely. Maybe you weren't looking for the same stuff everyone else was looking for.
Yeah.
That's just fine. Seek out those lower scores. They need your love. What about you, Kathleen? What'd you learn this week?
I'm about to blow your mind.
Oh, please.
Okay. So typically when it comes to paint, I'm a Benjamin Moore girl.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know.
But I learned that Sherman Williams, you go into one of their locations, they can make any color that they have into a spray paint.
Shut up. What?
Any color that they have, you can customize a spray paint. So you're not just stuck with, you know, the general colors that Rust-Oleum provides you with.
How do they get the color in the can?
I don't know. It's paint magic, but they can make anything into a spray paint. And so when I redo my kitchen cabinets, because I'm going to be spraying them, I'm going to do it with Sherman Williams paint because Mama ain't got time to paint every single one by hand.
Especially on cabinets. That's tough.
Yeah.
Do they like do it there in the store for you?
Sure do.
How do they get it in the can?
Pressurized something. I mean, the same way that you and I can make seltzer at home with our soda streams. Some sort of carbon insert, I assume.
That's incredible. If you work at Sherwin-Williams or some affiliate, will you let us know how you get it in the can?
How you get it in the can. Can I also just tell you like a little paint-related thing I also learned?
I wish you would.
Have you heard of this paint brand called Claire? C-L-A-R-E.
Claire.
Go to Claire.com. It's this paint that first got really popular on Instagram, but it's essentially, it's a female-owned business. I think her name is Claire.
God, I hope it is.
I was listening to a podcast with her the other day. It's a curated collection of colors that they've tested for you. And it's kind of like, you know, when you follow a tastemaker on Instagram and you want to know what they're into, like what they're watching and what they're reading, because you just want high quality suggestions and you don't want to have to like rake through the muck yourself.
Totally.
Claire is kind of like that for paint. So I purchased their trim paint, because you know trim paint is supposed to be like kind of shiny and more durable. I purchased it in Snow Day because also something that Claire.com tells, and this is not a commercial, this is just,
no,
it sounds like a commercial. Something that Claire.com tells you about is the undertones of a color.
Oh, undertones are very important.
Very important. I've heard. It describes the color more so than any other paint provider that I've purchased from. So I bought the trim paint in Snow Day, and looking at the old trim paint versus the new trim paint, it's like those serums that tell you when you put them on your face is going to look photoshopped.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep, I do know.
It's not as shiny as regular shiny trim paint. And it literally looks like the trim, even though it's got dents and imperfections and impurities, it looks like someone photoshopped it to look softer and perfect.
Snow Day, they say, is our coolest white.
Yes, that's exactly. That's, looking for
that's
a cool
amazing.
White. Yeah. Anyway, so all my what I learned this week is about paint.
You've been painting. Look, this is cool because although you can search by warm, by your undertones. I love a cool undertone.
Yes, me too.
This is incredible. I see. I just assume that the paint you get is the paint you get.
No,
you get what you get, and you don't get upset. You know, like you go to the hardware store, you get whatever they have.
No.
They mix it up for you. And then sometimes they're nice and sometimes they're not. And you better be happy about it.
And this website curates the colors for you, shows them what it looks like in a room. It's zero VOCs. And it just takes the guesswork out of buying paint. Like you're never going to be upset with whatever color you pick.
One of the colors is called Blue Ivy. Do you think they're going to get sued?
No, probably not. I mean, okay. Is it blue with hints of ivory or ivy? I mean, yeah.
I mean, there's no way to know. There's no way to know.
Anyway, and it comes in the mail.
This is awesome.
You don't even need to go to the store. It comes in the mail in 2 days.
What's it called again? Claire.com?
Claire.com.
C-L-A-R-E. Not an ad. Should be. Love them. Claire. Ding.
Bethany, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me at Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram, at Radio Bethany on Twitter. What about you, Kathleen?
You can find me at Webgirl Kathleen on everything.
You can also find our show on Instagram. I was thinking, should we like redo something? Should we not do this at the end of every episode, or do you think people like it?
I think people like it. I mean, should we say it really fast, like we're in a bank commercial?
Yeah, let's say it as fast as we can.
Okay.
You can find our show on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
And on Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
You can also find us on Facebook at Acquired Taste Podcast and search out our fan group. They're really good people.
You can send us an electronic mail, and that is anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
You can send us a snail mail, an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
At the end of every podcast, we play your voicemails. Our phone number is 917-994-0353.
What else do we do?
Charlotte. Let's talk about Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte. 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 Everyone panic. Our podcasts are edited by Charlotte Gartenberg. You can follow her on Twitter at Shargar and on Instagram at lit_fuck.
And all the videos that you watch on social media are edited by Dennis Callow. You can follow him at Dennis, C-A-H-L-O.
This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
All right, Chase, this is what you had to say this week.
Hello, Kathleen and Bethany. My name's Bridget. I'm from outside of Philadelphia suburbs. Kathleen, I need to thank you very, very much because you talked about fungal acne on a recent episode and how Selsun Blue, the dandruff shampoo, can actually like remove that from your face. And lo and behold, I found out that I had fungal acne when you described it, and I added Delsin Blue to my Target pickup order, and my life has been changed forever. Acne that I've been trying to get rid of for 6 months is now gone, and I am so thankful that you shared that. Bethany, I love that you are sharing the more mystical, occult sides of you, because I am also into that realm of interest and lifestyle. So keep sharing you. I absolutely love it. And I love you ladies so much. I've been listening to your podcast since I believe 2017. And you ladies have made my life so much better. Just so much better. And I cannot thank you enough. Keep doing the good work. All right. Have a great week. Bye.
Hi, guys. Brittany here. Just responding or leaving a message about this week's topic from Bethany on fan fiction. One of my favorite other podcasts that I listen to is called Fangasm. And a little embarrassed, but I'm so glad this is the community that accepts these kinds of listens. So basically, Fangasm dissects or reads a new erotic fan fiction on different fandoms. Essentially, it started out with Harry Potter, but they've done The Office, Game of Thrones. I think they're doing a Marvel one now. So just another shout out to another amazing podcast, and hope you guys enjoy. Bye.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. It's Christina from New Jersey. Just calling because Kathleen, the podcast where you talked about lowering your optimum bill was really inspiring to me. So I actually just got off the phone with them and I was able to negotiate $40 less per month. And that's all thanks to you. So just wanted to call and say thanks. Hope you ladies are having an awesome day and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hello, this is Taste Bud Camila, your herbalist taste bud. I just had to pause the current episode to just say, yes, that rose hips are part of the rose. They're the swollen hypanthium, so it's like the swollen, it looks like it'd be the hip of the rose, so it swells up into the fruit. And you actually can eat it, but if you eat it fresh, there's a bunch of little hairs that can be like irritating in your throat, but you can eat it and it's kind of like a tart sweet, and you can make mixtures with it with like other sweet fruits and jams or in tea, and it's really high in vitamin C. So I find it very tasty, but it is edible and it is part of the rose, and I just had to call in and let you girls know. Yeah, because I can talk about this all the time since I'm nervous and obsessed with plants. Well, thank you. That's all. Bye.
Hi, ladies. It's Shanda from Cleveland. It's storming really bad. I'm a couple, just one episode behind, so I'm just now hearing the bonus episode. But you just started talking about when people give things away for free on Facebook. There's actually another website that I love that's called FreeCycle, FreeCycle. And on there, it's literally people who just have stuff they're giving away, and you can request things, and you can just look through some stuff that people are giving away, because people always have stuff they don't want that's usually in really good quality. And it's a great way to, you know, stop so much waste. Just a few ladies would like to hear that, and I know that there's like a booming market in New York, honestly. But yeah, Kathleen, you might be able to find something for your new place on there. Once again, that's FreeCycle. Okay, bye.